I'm here with the Divi 3 coach, Mr.
Miller's good.
yes, that's right. Code Mr. Miller. I forgot about that, buddy. Girls played on Sunday at Deer Park.
Yep. The rabbit hole ground.
The rabbit hole, fair enough. Deer Park's in one of the top sides in the competition, only lost a couple of games, so I'm tipping we play their first. We're playing our second side. Girls sound like they put in a pretty gutty effort.
A bit slow at the start, and then the second and third quarter kept them pretty scoreless. Third quarter kept them scoreless. Did pretty well considering you had no bench. We lost Kylie early to another ankle.
No, not the same one.
Same one.
Oh, gut-wrenching.
Yeah, so she'll have a couple of weeks off. And then so we did some tweaks and we let Sandy be the spare down back. And I think in the second quarter she had about 10 marks. And then the after the game, the opposition coach came up and told me, he goes, he actually tried to tag out with two girls.
So that's Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy. Sure. Yeah. She kicked her first goal and then just let her do what she wanted and she killed it.
Ah, fantastic.
Best on by a mile.
So that was your master move to restrict their scoring in that third quarter, was it?
No, that was in the second. We
So you got plenty of others?
Yeah.
Take us through a couple of them.
Junior had an indifferent start and then we put her up forward and she was really good, and then Tegan to a tagging role, and I told her the run with number two, and she did. She kept her quiet. The girls were pretty good. Puff led the girls down back. Just a couple of really amazing snapshots from them. And then the last quarter, sort of, we lost Gwilly to cramp again. So we're down one, and they just sort of ran over top of the girls in the last.
Fair enough.
But they're getting better each game, and they're really good. I was really impressed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And their coach even said it goes from last time to this time, they've improved 200%. They're really impressed.
That's good, mate. Yeah, I know that the girls have been busting their chops on the track, and it's good to see the rewards coming through. Like, as we pointed out at the start, them playing their first side and us fielding our second side, it does test our depth. So it's a credit to the girls.
And I just brought three pull out the night before, two had to work, and one's in Israel.
As you do. Yeah. Fair enough. All right, this week we play on Sunday again. We play last year's grand finalists, who we bet by 3 or 4 goals, but they got us in at the start of the year this year, down at Carrum. What's the plan of attack? What sort of side you got in?
I assume most of the same. Probably a couple of girls that come back from the firsts.
Yep.
That's really about it at the moment. That's all I can tell you.
I'm speaking about an hour too early because the selections. Fair enough, mate. Fair enough.
The girls have a crack like they've done the last 2 weeks, so they'll give Q a big shock.
Are you going to let Bumpy come back on the bench this Sunday?
I think she's running the show, mate. I've got to work.
Okay, fair enough. That's a good answer. All right. Well, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Good job on the weekend, and I'll catch up with you.
Cheers, mate.
This time I'm with Divi 1 coach or club coach, Tina Henshaw. Bump, how are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Donnie. Yourself?
Just putting your boots on, just getting ready for training. So you haven't done selection tonight, but we'll just touch base about last week's game. You went up to Diamond Creek on Sunday.
Yeah, it's bloody far away, isn't it? It's like going out to the boondocks. I'm a bit worried about where I was going.
A bit of a toss of the coin about if you go Diamond Creek or Deer Park.
Yeah, I guess so. I think we'll probably... potentially a little bit safer in Diamond Creek, I would think.
Okay, yeah, I would disagree with that, actually. Anyway, a good win. First time you played them, I think it was, as well. So must be pretty happy with the result by looking at the scoreboard.
It's a great win, considering that we rotated people around every quarter. It's the first time we've really had the luxury to be able to do it. The team did fantastically. Didn't matter where I shoved them, they stood up to the plate and hit goal. So.
From looking at it, I think the first quarter we really put the pressure on, and that when you'll be able to sort of change things up, was it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. They didn't get it into their forward line at all, and our back line was pretty cold, so it was going to give our back line a bit of a go.
Yeah.
We've got a very versatile team. We've got an amazing team of players who can play pretty much anywhere. I guess maybe anywhere except ruck, I suppose, but...
Very similar to what AFL sides are trying to do with their list these days.
Absolutely.
And saying that, like, obviously you'd be pretty impressed with that as a team effort in that game. I'll probably put you on the spot here for the Bendigo result we haven't touched on, actually. The week before, where the girls took on Bendigo at Bendigo, and have a little trek in itself, and that was a much closer margin.
That was a really, really tough game. Always knew that when we first played Bendigo, the score didn't do them justice. They were really amazing and hit us hard.
Saying that, yeah.
Yeah, and I said it to them at the time. So I wasn't surprised when they come out and smashed us physically how they did.
Yep.
They ran the ball really well. They moved it far and wide, and we got caught a little bit standing still.
Yeah.
And then it took us a little bit of time to get our heads, keep our heads, and we eventually, you know, overcome, you know, them. But that's a great thing about our team,
yeah,
is we know how to win, I believe.
Yeah.
We know how to win.
It's four times under a goal, and coming from behind, I would imagine as well, be a similar situation. Yeah, you must have that. They must have that self-belief, that team bond, where they know that what sort of challenges they're faced with, they can get the job done.
And they don't give up. And I guess, and you'd know yourself, in that fourth quarter, there's not much a coach can do. Mm. When the time's ticking down and, you know, the ball is in dispute, you just got to hope that the girls have done enough training, they've got enough football now, and they know what to do with it, and our girls do. They're amazing.
Yeah, definitely tick that box. This week we play on Saturday.
Yeah, I like the Saturday games. Yes, I really like the Saturday games.
And Supercoach is going to do the Saturday-Sunday game, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
We take on... yeah, I've forgotten now. Melbourne Uni.
Melbourne Uni.
Yep. And I've been told last night, a little whisper, that there could be a bit of a celebrity coming down to watch it. Mr. Eddie Perfect.
Oh, really?
He wants to bring his daughters to a football game. So they told him to head down to Seaford and watch them play Melbourne Uni this week.
Beautiful. Where does he live?
I'm not sure.
He must be local.
Not sure.
Maybe we can recruit her. How old is she?
Yeah, not sure that I would have known. But I suppose he's coming down on Saturday.
I'd watch out. Prezi might be wanting your job.
I'd be more than happy to work beside him. That's fine by me. So Melbourne Uni, I know that we had a pretty comfy win there. It was tough conditions out there last time, but obviously they're a side that, given flexibility, and if their other sides aren't playing on the same day, they can bring a different side to the park as well.
Yeah, they're another side that I don't think the scoreline did them justice as well.
Yeah,
they their second half was better than their first, and they defended really well.
Yeah,
and they shut us down quite well in the third and fourth quarters. Now, again, I'm not sure if that's because we took our foot off the pedal at that point,
yeah,
or if they stepped up. So I'm actually expecting quite a close game, and I'm not quite sure how to select my teams, because I need to have a discussion with the selection committee, because I don't think we can go in there too complacently.
No, definitely not. No, definitely feel that flexibility. But it's another good test for the girls coming up then, and slowly getting towards their finals.
Absolutely, and we'll make sure that we give Eddie a wave if we kick a goal and we see him.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Excellent, excellent.
All right, Bump, best of luck for the weekend, mate. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Donnie.
Cheers.